Likely Saturday, Saturday night, ending early Sunday. High temperatures over the weekend will be in the 50s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Ready to get out of town? Open a vacation savings account with ASE. Go ahead and set that money aside so when you're ready to feel the sand in your toes, your vacation is already paid for. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your credit union.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Selma police are investigating the city's first murder of 2019. Officers responded to GWC homes just after midnight Tuesday, where they found a burning car and a wounded man laying in front of an apartment. So far, no arrests have been made. State troopers are investigating a crash that left five people seriously injured last night. This happened on Highway 31 in Autauga County. Lanes that were closed because of the wreck have since reopened. Three cars were involved in the crash. No word yet on a cause. And the Alabama legislature met Tuesday for an organizational session to elect leaders and establish rules for the next 4 years. Lawmakers reelected Representative Mac McCutcheon as Speaker of the House and Senator Del Marsh as President pro tem. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Big A Tires been serving the Montgomery area 40 years, still going strong. They are Big A Tires, and they carry all tire brands, priced for your budget, including Michelin, Bridgestone, Firestone, Cooper, also Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal at Dealer Invoice. If you need an oil change, they can take care of it. They also align your car and replace any parts needed. Make sure when it comes to car or truck repair, you see Big A Tire just past Bama Lanes on the Atlanta Highway.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Guys, welcome back in 5 minutes after 11 o'clock. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman here with you. A little AC/DC providing a pre-lunch snack for you. You like AC/DC, Campbell?
No, not at all.
What?
No.
All right, guys, we got some phone calls. You're welcome to join in. 272-9228. 272-9228.
Let me ask you, what do you like about that song? You can't understand a thing.
I understand every word he says. Due to you. Now here comes the guitar. Yeah. Who made who? Who made you? Who made who? Oh, come on, Jack. That's a great song.
God almighty. If that's a great song, I'm living in the wrong universe.
AC/DC was a worldwide phenomenon. They're still a worldwide. They're still touring. Axl Rose sang with them.
I'm so glad. Let him do it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good stuff.
I'm glad you...
Just not your stuff. That's not your preference.
I don't like any of that stuff.
You like Lori?
Yeah, I like Lori. She's tuned in.
Lori? How are you?
Y'all make me laugh so much.
What?
I do. Good morning, fellas.
How you doing?
Darn good. I still haven't tried any roasted acorns, but I'm
scared to death of them, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm not going to roast an acorn.
I'm not going to eat an acorn.
But I do remember the Hamburglar.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And I got to say this. I went to an AC/DC concert when I was 18 years old. And I'm 50. I don't really listen to them anymore. I'm just not. I was in the more country.
Are you still deaf?
It was, and the guy, Angus, is that his name?
Yes, Angus Young.
The long black hair, he actually looks like the Tick Wednesday on the Addams Family. Like, he could be like her twin brother because he's got the long, straight, jet black hair. And he banged his guitar and did his head the entire time. I mean, I don't know how that guy could walk a straight line after that concert. He must have been out of his mind. But
I tell you,
anyway,
what, did you watch the halftime show of the national championship game?
No, I did not.
Okay, it was Imagine Dragons, and Lil Wayne.
I saw Imagine Dragons in Tampa just this past July.
You know, and a lot of people have been giving Imagine Dragons a hard time because apparently they play them a lot on the radio and they're overplayed. I listen to Gump a lot. I don't think they're overplayed, but whatever.
I like Imagine Dragons,
and I'm not afraid to say
it. I absolutely love them.
But this guy brought headbanging to a whole new level during the halftime show. You ought to find a clip of it. He didn't just, like, nod his head like the old, you know, death metal guys. He didn't just bang his head like the devil's music death metal guys. No, I mean, this guy was like, he went from all the way up to down between his knees over and over. And I thought, man, he's not going to be sore in the morning. This guy needs a chiropractor, an orthopedic surgeon, something, a neurosurgeon. This guy needs, I mean, I swear he had to have medical attention after that show.
He was probably doing 5 hours of yoga a day just getting prepared for that.
Yeah, and you know, my whole family was watching it. We turned the lights off. They love Imagine Dragons. The kids love Imagine Dragons. So we turned the lights off. We turned the television up, had it nice and loud. Got a great little atmosphere. Kids all sat around. And while he was doing it, I was watching the kids. And their reaction and my reaction told me how old I was. Because their reaction was like, they were kind of half smiling. They had the little eye wrinkles. The little faces were all lit up. My reaction was sheer horror. I was like, he's going to be so sore. And then I realized I'm just an old man.
Oh, that is funny. Is it Dan Reynolds is the lead singer?
Oh, I don't know. Okay. You're way ahead of me on Imagine Dragons trivia. I know they sing a song called Thunder.
Well, and I'm going to tell you one of the reasons I got so excited about going to this concert is there was a documentary on HBO called Believer.
Yeah.
And a lot of Imagine Dragons music is written from, I think it's Dan Reynolds is the name. He was a member of the Mormon Church. And there's a crisis of young people committing suicide within the Mormon Church because they're afraid to come out as gay or lesbian or transgender or whatever. But anyway, he uses his music as a platform, and he's literally a lot of that music he's singing to the leaders of the Mormon Church. Very spiritual. But anyway, I do want to say all this. This is just funny. I just got to add this into the program today. I live in Elmore County. And I live in a very nice rural spot of Elmore County. I've got horses and donkeys and that kind of stuff. But when I hear
whoa, don't go blowing past donkeys. Okay, we already had a woman who called and played her goats in the background. Are we going to hear these donkeys anytime soon?
No, because I'm always on the road when I call y'all.
All right. Let me down.
When I pull up at home at the end of the day, you know how like my dogs will bark to greet me and all that.
Yeah.
And the horses will come to the fence. No, my donkey, he's a miniature Jerusalem cross donkey, comes running across the pasture, and he's the entire time, he's... and he's like, girl!
I wish I hadn't laughed through that, because I would surely clip that out and play it more often.
That donkey loves you, doesn't he?
He loves me, and if I can talk him down from his bellow, he'll get the...
What's his name?
His name is Buddy. He almost swallows his bellow when I talk him out of it. He's like a baby crying. It is hilarious. When I get up in the morning and I open my blinds, if I have not gone out and given him attention in an hour, he's looking in my windows. And he knows which room I'm in. And he's like... God, would you quit telling the neighbors?
We got to get Blossom and Buddy together and have like a News and Views farm animal reunion.
That's funny. But I do want to say this, that like when I hear gunshots out where I live, I mean, I know what's going on. people are, they love shooting their guns.
Well, there's a and guy right next to my neighborhood that shoots, and my, nobody says anything.
No, my neighbors are very, very respectful. Like, if we ever shoot, we call our neighbors that are, they have a dirt gravel pit behind us, and it echoes, and they got a pond. We always make sure that we're very, but if yeah. I'm in Montgomery and I hear gunshots, I'm crawling under my truck. I'm going under my truck. And I just wanted to say that about how I feel about Montgomery versus Elmore County. And I know we're not supposed to be doing that on the air today, but let's just pretend it's Friday.
Okay.
Anything goes.
Fair enough. Okay. Fair enough.
But, hey, my dad retired from the city of Montgomery, and so, I mean, I have great appreciation for Montgomery, but I'm very grateful to live in Elmore County.
I want to meet Buddy.
Buddy the donkey.
I want to hear yeah. Buddy.
I want to meet him.
I want an audio clip of Buddy.
I'll do an audio record of him doing it, and then I'll, well, how do I do that?
I don't know. You tell me. I'm not,
send
you know,
it to Barron's Facebook.
I'm not a sound engineer.
Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook, yeah.
Barron, if you look through, I think some of my profile pictures, you'll see my donkey eventually. If you look for the right one, because usually it's my animal. So, but yeah.
Let me go find your donkey.
Buddy, how old is Buddy?
I don't know.
Hey, let me tell you, I could get in trouble if someone said, "What are you looking at on your phone?" I said, "I'm trying to find Lori's donkey." Trying to look at Lori's donkey.
Yeah, well.
And I'm going to tell y'all something. My quarter horse is a stallion, and the donkey, he's not neutered either. And then I have a gelding, but listen, this giant quarter horse and this tiny fat little donkey are best friends, and they play like dogs in the front pasture.
Really?
They chase each other around and nip each other on the butt and grab each other by the harness, and the horse will grab you by his harness and pull his little feet right up off the ground. Yes, they love each other.
That is hilarious.
They're best friends.
I guess you don't have coyotes, do you?
No, as a matter of fact, I had 5 deer come right up to my back fence line last night. And I kept waiting to listen to hear the coyotes because I was like, surely that's why they're coming up. But they also come up. We had 6 of them cross our driveway and jump over the horse fencing and cross through the horse pasture just this past weekend. But I don't hear the coyotes because I have the donkey.
You have the donkey, right.
Yep.
I don't see the donkey, but I sure would kill a man to get a bowl of that soup on January 1st.
Oh, the donkey's way back. Yeah, that was homemade chicken soup.
Yeah, good.
Yep.
I got to run.
I'll send you a picture of my donkey.
All right, thanks.
All right, y'all have a blessed day.
You too.
You too. That's hilarious.
Guys, it's a 11:15. Jack and Barron, we'll be back. More donkey discussion on the other side.
Local Talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. If closing a deal fires you up, if you are hungry for the next sale, if you love the art of the deal, we want to talk to you. Blue Water Broadcasting, the most listened to radio group in Montgomery, is looking for experienced sales professionals. We are interviewing fired up people now. If you believe in yourself and you are goal oriented, we want to talk to you about this exceptional opportunity. Send your resume to jobs@bluewaterbroadcasting.com. Blue Water Broadcasting is an equal opportunity employer.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules. Hi, folks. This is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Charm Tree Service. They're not superstitious. They know exactly what they're doing. Guys are absolute professionals. They got 15 plus years of experience in the tree service industry. They do residential and commercial tree trimming. They can do tree trimming or removal. Stump, take it down to the stump or below. These guys are pros. Tom and Augustine Duncan. Chippewa Charm Tree Service. You can find them on Facebook. Look up Chippewa Charm Tree Service, C-H-I-P-P-E-W-A, Chippewa, like the Chippewa Indians. Mm-hmm. Chippewa Charm Tree Service. Here's the number, 328-2484, 328-2484, and you can even send them messages on the Facebook page there. They have fantastic, fantastic reviews on Facebook. Here's one. Tom and his crew were absolutely awesome. We had some monster pine trees very close to our neighbor's fence, and he dropped them without any trouble. He was in and out in one day, didn't even leave one single stick behind after his cleanup. Prices are by far the best around. He's such an awesome job. We're having him come back in a few weeks to do more trees. If you need trees removed, his company's the best. I agree. We only advertise and endorse here the top tier service providers in their industry, and Chippewa Charm Tree Service certainly is. 328-2484, 328-2484, Chippewa Charm Tree Service. This is the time of year to do it. 328-2484. Rob.
Yes, sir.
How about it?
I was calling in reference to the previous caller, the lady with the horses.
The horses and the donkey. Don't forget the donkey.
Well, I can't forget the donkey, But here's my situation. I'm currently staying with my mother. She's in ill health, and technically they're horses. And basically, realistically, mom's not going to be around very much longer.
You're looking for someone to take the horses?
Precisely. Somebody that I can, the lady sounded like she would be a good candidate.
Rob, are you on Facebook by chance?
I am. I don't check it very often.
Well, you don't have to. If you're on Facebook, if you can find me, Baron Coleman, B-A-R-O-N, one R, Baron Coleman, I'm the good-looking one on Facebook. I'm kidding about that. But if you'll find me and send me your contact information, anybody who is able or willing or interested in talking to you about taking those horses when your mom passes or now or whenever you need them, we'll get them in touch with you.
That's great. And on another semi-unrelated topic.
Well, it has to be
I'm
unrelated.
Also trying to find a cockatiel or a pair of cockatiels.
It's Swap Shop, Jack.
It is.
We've resurrected the old Swap Shop radio show. When I moved to Montgomery, there was a Swap Shop radio show.
$250 I priced them for a single bird.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I can't help you on the cockatoo front, but if you need some help finding somebody to board those horses or take those horses off your hands, send me your Facebook. Send me your contact information to Facebook. And if anybody listening is interested, I'll have them get in touch with you if you'll do that for me. Thank you so much, Rob. Our number 272922.
Swap Shop.
I miss Swap Shop.
I do too.
I used to listen on Saturday.
They have them all the time in these little towns.
I know, but
these small radio stations.
They had one around here, and I would listen to it on Saturday morning. And people call up and be like, I have an old 1954 Ford Fairlane, and I'm looking for a tractor.
If you need my Fairlane and you got a tractor, I will be happy to swap you. And somebody call in and be like, I ain't got a tractor, but I got a 12-gauge. I'll be happy to trade you a 12-gauge. And I got an old original still-painted red radio flyer. Be happy to get you in touch with that radio flyer. 272922. Who's this?
Man, boy, this is perfect. But Rusty had the best idea to come up with a Facebook that was where you swap stuff. I got a bass boat. I'm trying to swap for a pole, for real.
Okay. So he has officially turned this into swap radio. What do you think? Is this Friday?
I'm going to tell you, man, this has been some good radio today. I ain't going to lie. And Rusty, you better get on that Facebook post. Man, hey, this right here just shows you are way behind on the Facebook, Rusty. But, man, can you give us, there ain't an update you can give us now between, there ain't nothing, you ain't got a phone call or tape about Marie Hattie. I can't even pronounce the name right. The basketball.
Oh, Maury. Yeah, Maury. No, I don't have an update.
She met with
The House Caucus.
With some of the people in the Alabama legislature yesterday.
I saw that. She was a little tall for a couple of them.
She's a big old tall drinker.
They had a picture. Baron, I don't know if you saw it, but there was a picture of her standing next to Del Marsh. Del is like 5'5". And
it was a good picture. They should have might have talked about the old stump stadium. She might have still got on a stump and started talking. But anyway, man, I'm so glad her story got out to everybody yesterday.
Anything you need to trade other than the bass boat?
The bass boat with a motor, it does run, but there's a little power with the motor, so the four-wheeler, okay. You know, I ain't looking for a $10,000 four-wheeler. And I'm on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Hey, Ben, I have a question.
Oh, yeah, Jack, I have an answer.
Why is James Baker, the former Secretary of State, weighing in on the Rod Rosenstein thing?
Just be that he's back in the news because of H.W. Bush dying and people have been in touch with him.
No, it was something about the 25th Amendment and Rod Rosenstein.
Oh, Rosenstein allegedly was the one who said, let's get the president on tape. We'll get him out of here with the 25th Amendment. But apparently he was joking or whatever.
That's what he said.
Well.
But he's on his way out, so.
That's the allegation. Fox News and Bucks a Gambler, hang on. But since you brought it up, here's the headline. We'll talk about it in a minute. Rosenstein to leave DOJ in coming weeks, sources say. I have a theory as to why that story's coming out today when it won't be ripe for a couple weeks. Bucks a Gambler.
Just take a second. Glad you're there, Jack. Hey, it's called Tradio. That's what you need to do that every Wednesday. And that'd be fun. I'm going to Facebook you, Barrett. I know about five different horse farms of people. So.
Well, yeah, he is not yet. But, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Well, I mean, you know, when they need to get rid of the horses, they need to get rid of the horses.
I think he just requested my my friend request on Facebook, so I just accepted somebody.
Somebody to take horses to go to a good home. That'll be fine. So anyway, all right. Talk to y'all later.
All right, thanks. Solving the world's ills, Campbell.
You just throw it out there, and 5 minutes later, caller says, I may have a home for those horses.
Yeah. We got it fixed up. Who's this?
It's Keith.
Hey, Keith.
Hey, tell me, why is this young lady not allowed to play basketball?
Hold on. I'm listening to Lori's video with her goat. She can't play basketball because the... I'll just give you like the three-sentence version. She played for Team USA on the under-18 team in Mexico City. When they returned, Team USA sent a check to her, and the other, I guess, 12 or 14 girls, whatever they were. They were mostly college athletes, but three of them were high school athletes, one from Illinois, one from Missouri, and one from here. And they sent a check for $857.20. That's kind of like compensation for playing overseas, time away from your family. It's like a per diem. You know, it's like a per diem. So they send that to her. She deposits it. But before she deposits it, she calls Team USA. Team USA is the official congressional delegated authority on amateurism in this country. She calls Team USA and says, I'm still in high school. Can I take this money? And they say, yeah. Before we send the checks, we make sure it doesn't violate your amateur status in your home state. So she cashes the check. 3 months later, Team USA contacts her again and says, we made a terrible mistake. We did not contact Alabama. We did not look at the amateur rules in Alabama. And it would, had you cashed that check, it would have jeopardized your amateur status. So go ahead and send us the money back.
Uh-oh.
So she does. She sends the money back. Out of an abundance of caution, so as never to look like she was trying to do anything wrong, her mother reaches out to the sanctioning body in Alabama, the AHSAA. The Alabama High School Athletic Association. She reaches out to the sanctioning body and says, just want to let you guys know there was a mix-up. We got it fixed. She sent the money back. No harm, no foul. But we just want you to know this happened, and we don't want it to happen to anybody else in the future. You know, they then called her principal and said she can't say that. I agree with your sentiment, but you can't say that on the air. He said, oh... Sugar honey iced tea. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Jack, Lori sent me this video. I'm going to provide it to you.
Okay, cool.
It's cute. You get to hear the goat. I have to screen it to make sure it's radio worthy because she says the goat bit her. And sometimes you scream, oh, sugar honey iced tea when you get bit, just like our friend did on the radio a moment ago. I don't know if a goat bit him or not. Penny Earn Concrete Technologies, Tom Latham, 284-9292. 284-9292. Tom Latham will get you squared away with anything concrete related. Whether you need a new home, you need a pad for the new home or foundation, you need piers, you need the bridge, you need, it doesn't matter what you need. Walkway, patio, big job, small job. Tom Latham, Penny Earn Concrete Technologies can take care of absolutely anything. 284-9292. Available on Facebook. They got about thousands of pictures on Facebook. So get on Penny Earn Concrete Technologies Facebook page. You'll see it there. 284-9292. Tom Latham, Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. On the web, pennyearn.co. Pennyearn.co. Not .com, .co. Pennyearn.co. Again, that phone number, 284-9292. Jack Campbell, shall we take a break?
Let's.
29 minutes after.
Why are you playing the Beach Boys? I'm curious.
You know, some people, I'm not
like
a big fan.
Like to mix it up?
Yeah, yeah. I don't dislike the Beach Boys. I just don't like them as much as some people do.
Okay.
That's a fun song. Kind of beachy. It's the middle of the winter. People need inspiration that the sun will come back out one day and warm up.
And people need inspiration.
I provide inspiration, Campbell. That's why people listen to me.
No, that's what porn provides, but there is inspiration.
We'll be back.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is Pat Atkins, owner of AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. Proudly serving the River Region since 1985. Another year has come and gone, and thanks to our loyal customers, it has been a successful one. We feel extremely fortunate and blessed to be able to serve you. God is good all of the time. If you need t-shirts, uniforms, spirit wear, an online store for fundraising, or that perfect advertising specialty product to promote your business, please give AKD a call. We would love to assist you. At AKD, we offer great products and service at competitive prices. AKD would like to wish everyone a blessed and remarkable year in 2019. Call or come and see us at our Montgomery office at 277-8433 or our Prattville office at 361-2133. Or check us out on the web at goakd.com. That's goakd.com. And remember, all the time, God is good.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi,
everybody. We're transitioning from that mild air to some very chilly air for today. Mostly sunny, breezy, colder, high temperature only in the low to mid-50s. But you add that northwest wind at 10 to 20 miles per hour, that'll add a little bite to the air. Then tonight, clear skies, colder. Overnight low temperature by dawn down to about 31. Then tomorrow, a chilly day, sunshine around. High temperature barely up to about 49. Low tomorrow night near the freeze mark. Then on Friday, with a high temperature in the middle 50s, lots of sunshine. Showers are likely Saturday, Saturday night, ending early Sunday. High temperatures over the weekend will be in the 50s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Specifically requested this song.
Certainly did. It's been a long time since I have heard Sam.
Someone told me your comment about porn providing inspiration was a traditional masculine comment.
Yes, thank you, Trish. I appreciate your texting bearing that.
It's true. It's true. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. I do need to remind everybody this hour of the program is brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing. 279-8919. If you want to get in touch with Plumbing Greatness, 279-8919. You can check them out on the web, coldplumbing.com. You can also find them on Facebook. Yeah, not just you don't just have to send me pictures of your goats and request for people to find homes for your horses on Facebook. You can also, two things we've discussed this hour, you can also find Cole Plumbing on Facebook, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. They have that proprietary pipelining technology. And, of course, when you have trouble with your bowl, Jack.
And you need to rid your house of, you know, that kind of stuff. If that's waste.
If it's backing up.
Yeah, if ridding waste is your goal, you need to call on Cole.
279-8919. Give them a call today. 279-8919.
It happened last week and we weren't on. You know, I love to report obituaries. I don't love to do it, but I'm sure if you've ever flown Southwest Airlines with any kind of regularity, you know the name Herb Kelleher. He was the president and CEO of Southwest for...
Now, Jack, I have flown Southwest 25 times. I've never heard that name.
Herb Kelleher, he made Southwest Airlines.
I believe you. I've just never...
I mean, and he died last week.
They never mentioned him on the pre-flight notifications.
No, but he was the face of Southwest. You know, when they would advertise in magazines,
yeah,
he was,
yeah.
And he was a character and a half.
Huh.
He made it a fun airline.
Jack, one of your and my favorite callers is on hold. Miami.
Hey, Miami.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you this morning?
Fine. How's it going?
It's going very well. Thank you for asking. If I may change the topic for a second or two.
I don't know. I don't know. Change it, you know, at your own
peril.
Yeah.
At my own peril. All right. This Manafort issue that you spoke of earlier.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? What is it? The sharing of the campaign polling?
Yeah. I got the story right here. Here's the headline from the AP. Manafort accused of sharing 2016 election data with Russia, with Russians. If you'll hang on a second, I'll breeze through this, and then we'll all be up to speed.
I've got more in a second for you, sir.
Oh, Miami, you just make me so happy. Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort shared polling data with the 2016 presidential campaign with a business associate accused of having ties to Russian intelligence.
Could I ask you why that's illegal?
It's not. Prosecutors say he lied about it. That's the illegal part.
Well, you know,
the allegation marks the first time special prosecutor, yada, 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 interfere with Trump's, you know, they have to get this interference in the election, which is not illegal, by the way. They have to get that in there. The accusation could be important evidence in Mueller's ongoing probe into potential coordination between the Trump campaign and the Kremlin. Keep in mind, remind yourself, every time you see about coordination with Trump and Russia, and all that, remind yourself that it is a stone-cold fact. The Clinton campaign admitted to it, that they walked into the Ukrainian embassy to try to get research on Trump.
Yeah.
They tried, that was their goal, they intended to do that. They meant to do that. All right, yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, that was it. I couldn't find anything on it, and it didn't make any sense with that sharing of the poll. calling information like that, and it didn't click. But then, you know, what you're talking about now, that he lied under oath, that would come back on him.
Well, if I was a candidate and somebody worked for me and they sold or gave polling data to someone not associated with the campaign, I'd have fired their ass on the spot. But it's not against the law.
I will say this.
Why would you have done that?
Why would I have fired them? Because polling data is...
proprietary.
Yeah, very proprietary, and it's very, it's...
confidential.
Confidential, absolutely. And if somebody who worked for me were to share that information... Now, if you shared it with a potential donor who said, well, I'll give you money to your campaign, but I've got to believe that you can win, then if you show them the poll and say, let me show you the trend here, that's one thing, but...
A couple of things here, just so we don't mess up the facts, the basic facts. He didn't lie under oath. That's not the allegation. I mean, he may have, but he didn't. That's not the allegation. The allegation is he lied to the FBI about it. So he entered into a cooperation agreement. And the cooperation agreement insisted that he tell the truth from the moment of the agreement on out. You know, and in order to have a reduced sentence or whatever it is that he's going for. So he entered into a cooperation agreement. As part of that cooperation agreement, they're saying he lied because they have evidence that he shared the polling with the Russians, and he said he didn't. He said he didn't. But again, you know, depending on how the questions were worded and all that kind of stuff, do you even remember who all you shared polling information with? I mean, there's so many.
Yeah.
There's so many things. I mean, it's such a small, small detail.
Just piling on, then, is what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Well, gentlemen, thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
Thanks. Got a question by text. Is it not illegal to share polling? Is it not illegal to share polling information with another entity? No, you can share polling information with anybody you want.
The person who paid for the poll has the right to tell you yes or no.
Right, right. But it's not illegal.
No, it's not illegal.
It might be immoral,
it's
unethical.
It is unethical.
Yeah. Andy.
All right. I have been affected by the government shutdown.
Please. I am dying to know how.
I have a camping trip planned for February at Gunner Hill.
And
they advised us that... They may still be shut down from the government, so we are going to have to change our plans for that camping trip. There you go. I've been.
Is it closed? The park is closed?
Yes.
Have you ever been there?
No.
It's really nice.
Where is it?
Yeah.
Out Old Selma Road and by the raceway.
I know exactly where you're talking about.
It's beautiful.
You pass the racetrack entrance to get there, right?
Exactly.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I love that racetrack, by the way. That's a gem. It's a hidden gem. I bet the neighbors don't love the racetrack, but I love the racetrack.
Well, I'm sorry you can't go because I had a friend that had a motorhome in Texas and was driving all over the country this summer and called me, and I went out there and met him. They also brought a car, and but it's very pretty setting out there.
Yep. So there you go. Somebody that in Montgomery that has been directly affected by the shutdown.
Now, what are you going to do? What are you going to do to change it? Because you live in Montgomery, so you were just going to camp across town. Okay, so you were going to camp half an hour from home.
Right.
Where are you going to go now?
We're going to go to Fort Toulouse because that's state funded.
Well, then that's an upgrade, my friend. That's an upgrade. Fort Toulouse is beautiful.
It is.
You've been affected positively by the shutdown. You've improved your plans substantially.
But somebody has been affected.
Affected. Not negatively affected,
right,
but
not
affected.
Not put out of business, but affected.
All right, my friends.
Thanks, Andy. Right.
Thanks.
Yes, sir.
272922. Now I know.
I think Andy was talking through a tin can.
Well, it could have been two Maxwell House cans with a rope in between.
Uh-huh.
You ever done that?
Oh, yeah, when I was a kid.
Yeah, you tighten it up and you can talk right through it, yeah. My kids do that. Now, they with those new plastic cups, you can really amplify your voice. Like the red Solo cups, you can you can really, it's like a microphone. You can shout across the room with it. Of course, you can shout across the room with your voice, too.
Yeah,
trust me.
Who knew?
Anyone who's been in my house knows my kids can shout across the room. Our number, 272-9228.
Is that the theme of your home, is Shout by Tears for Fears?
No. It's Shout by... come on and make me want to shout.
Oh.
That shit.
Oh, to stay in the night?
Yes, yes, yes. Here was the story we referenced earlier, and then we took a few phone calls and we forgot to get back to it. Rosenstein to leave Department of Justice in coming weeks. Sources say, this is a Fox News article, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein reportedly wants to ensure a smooth transition to incoming Attorney General nominee Bill Barr. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein expected to leave his role in the coming weeks. Sources familiar with the matter told Fox News. Ask yourself this. Self, why is this coming out weeks ahead of his expected departure? Why is it coming out on January 9th? Do you have any speculation? I know the answer. If he's not leaving for weeks, Bill Barr's not going to be there till February or later. Why is he announcing it on February 9th? Why is he leaking it?
January 9th.
January 9th. Why is he leaking it to Fox News on January 9th specifically?
You know, that's good. Is that the anniversary of something?
No. Rosenstein wants to ensure a smooth transition for incoming Attorney General nominee Bill Barr and plans to transition out of the job in coming weeks. Weeks away, Campbell. Why January 9th?
Does he know he's about to be implicated in something?
No.
Okay.
The President of the United States last night took to the airwaves and had what would most would consider a very successful 10-minute outing on primetime television. Every time the president has something that makes him look presidential or successful, the deep state globalists come out the next day with a story that will cause the news to focus on that instead.
I did not think about that.
That's why you listen to News and Views, Campbell. Come in the studio and listen every day right here in person.
Wow.
Rashida Tlaib, on calling Trump an MF-er. I will never apologize for being a passionate woman of color. Huh? No one asked you to apologize for being a woman of color.
What a B-I-T-C-H.
She said she would apologize for being a distraction for her party. She said she would apologize for having engaged in some light anti-Semitism on Twitter. But they asked her, do you apologize for calling the President of the United States an MF-er? And she said, I will never apologize for being a passionate woman of color. That wasn't the question. Whether you were white or black or... I don't even know what she is. She kind of... I don't know that she's a woman of color, frankly. Arabs are white, right? What are they?
Swarthy.
I don't know what she is. I don't know where she's from. She doesn't look dark.
Is she from Minnesota or somewhere like that?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I don't know where she's from.
I think she is.
But I don't know. I'm trying to find out. I should have figured.
Well, you know what's outrageous to me is that, like, Nancy Pelosi did not come out and say, we do not condone this type of language. It's divisive. It's wrong. And it's foul.
She's Palestinian.
Well, okay.
Only in the United States do we elect a Palestinian. You know, Palestinians are roundly considered, you know, people that are not welcome in most other countries. Only in the United States do we elect a Palestinian and then have them turn around and insult us.
Well, don't you think it's wrong that Pelosi or any of these other leaders, Hoyer, didn't come out and say, you can't be saying that kind of stuff.
Right.
But no.
I don't understand.
What if what's the guy that used to be the representative from Atlanta, Barr? Wasn't his name
Bob
Barr?
Yeah.
What if he came out and said Obama was a MF-er?
Oh.
What would happen?
Been the end of his career.
Yeah.
Been the end of his career. You remember Joe Wilson just because he said, you lie. Remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Woo. That was about it. About all he can handle. She was a member of the State House there in Minnesota and then ran for Congress. Actually, she was a member of the State House. She lost her own Democratic primary in 2014. She got elected in 2008 and lost a primary in 2014. Fairly dramatically, 50-42. But I don't... maybe I'm wrong on what a person of color is, but I always thought Arabs were considered pretty much white. Aren't they?
I don't know. I can't answer that.
And Palestinians are Arabs, right?
Yeah. No, they're Arabs.
I think she is... Like, honestly, honest to God, I think this woman is calling herself a woman of color in order to shield herself from criticism.
Right.
And to endear herself to her Democratic constituency. But I think she's white. I don't know. I could be wrong. I don't know what color it is anymore. 46 after. Who's this?
This is Mike.
Mike, what's going on?
Okay, couple of things. First of all, concerning your guy that was going camping, might want to check and see if Fort Toulouse is not also shut down.
He said it's a state. It's run by the state.
Okay, Fort Toulouse is a national park also.
I don't think that's right.
Yes, you need to check. It is right. Because it was closed down when Obama closed down.
Well, but I'm saying he said he checked.
He said he checked, but
the campground is state funded. He said, "I don't care. I don't care if the man camps or not."
Well, I don't care either. Also, the next thing is this Tlaib or Tlaib woman.
Yeah.
If she's a Palestinian, mm-hmm. she's a Semite also. So
yeah, that's what I thought. I thought they were white. My whole life I've lived under the impression that Arabs were considered white.
Well, they're Semites also, because they are the half-brothers of Isaac, as mm-hmm. Abraham was the father of the Arab nation as well as the Jewish nation.
But, I mean, Jack, look at the picture. Look at the picture. She looks white, right?
Yeah, she does.
I mean, she's got brunette hair. You know, I mean, she just looked white. I'm looking at a picture of her. She's not a person of color. I think she totally appropriated that role to shield herself from criticism. I would never have considered that. If you showed me that picture, if you showed that picture to 100 people and say, "Is this woman white?" All 100 are going to say yes. Sweet D.
I thought the picture was white.
I thought she was too.
Okay, that's just like Mallory Jarrett.
Thank you, Roseanne Barr. We appreciate
that. If you look at her, you'll think that she's white.
Yeah.
And they are white when it's convenient.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
But anyway, I was just calling to tell you guys, I love my new job.
I know. When did you start? This week?
I started on the 2nd.
Absolutely wonderful. And you do love it?
I do love it so much.
Is it causing you to not listen to as much news and views?
I can't listen. They let us go to break early today, and that's the only way I got to listen today.
No, sweet D, you're missing some really great award-winning radio.
I know, I have to catch it on the podcast.
That's right. That's why we're content providers. We're not radio hosts.
Okay. Well, guys, thanks so much for everything.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Good luck. Yeah, and congrats.
Thank you.
All right. Robert.
Hey, guys.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Jack, Nancy did speak against that language she used. She did say it was not the appropriate language to use in Congress.
Yeah, oh. I mean, she said she'd apologize for that, but she wasn't going to apologize for... Nancy said it wasn't appropriate.
Right, but at least
okay,
she did.
Good. Okay, I'm glad to know that.
Yeah.
But, you know, she did it the Democratic way now.
Hey, Robert, have you seen a picture of this woman?
Yeah.
She's white, right?
Yeah, that woman's white.
Yeah, she's white. I'm sorry, the woman is white.
I'm going to ride through Mississippi at night with her.
What did Robert just say?
Robert, the floor is yours.
Bye, guys.
All right, see ya.
What did Robert say?
We're going to take a break. 272-9228. Our friends over at ASE Credit Union, get by there when you get the opportunity. ASE Credit Union. These guys, Donald Trump is right. More credit unions, less big national banks. Get your money over to a credit union. Get over there and experience what it's like to be a member. Experience what it's like to be a member, where you walk in and they're not trying to crush you with fees and crush you with expenses every time you turn around. You go in there, it's like a two-lane comfort cruise. You go in there and it just feels really good. They know your name after a while. They get to know you. They get to know your family. It's just, I cannot describe the great experience it feels like when you go into ASE Credit Union. They got great rates on car loans, new and used car loans. When you go to buy a car, go to the dealership and say, "I want to use ASE Credit Union." They'll call over there and get you squared away. They know how to do all that. Or you can go get pre-approved before you go car shopping. Know exactly what your payment's going to be, exactly how much money you spend before you even leave, before you go car shopping. You know up front what it's going to cost. Go to ASE Credit Union when you get the opportunity. ASE Credit Union, there are 9 locations in the River Region. They're online, yourasecu.org. You do not have to be a state employee to be a member at ASE Credit Union. You just have to live around here. Let's have a live around here. I'm perfectly happy with ASU Credit Union. Everybody loves ASU Credit Union. Find a location. 5,000 co-op locations when you travel, by the way. That's 100 on average in every state. Banking everywhere. Great online application. Get by there. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lenders. 9 till. A little bit more news and views on the other side of the break. The Dan Moore Show warming up in the wings.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive, Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka. We are a local, family-owned and operated business. We live and shop locally. We have a local, friendly staff that cares about you and your vehicle. We do it all from oil changes to engine replacement, electrical repairs, brakes, alignment, schedule maintenance services, and more. We have over 250,000 tires at our disposal daily, meaning you get the best prices every day. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. Happy New Year from all of us at AutoSave Tire and Automotive in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, we have a new year.
Yes, we sure do. And I'm just loving it. You know how we make resolutions. And so Eastbrook's resolution is for you to have the very best year you can.
Anything special coming up soon?
In February, we're going to have a big event. And it's going to be a big event. That's our 25th anniversary. And there'll be a lot of good sales, a lot of good savings. And you just need to come and find out what we're going to do.
Tell you what, for people that don't know, tell us a little bit about the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
60,000 square feet, three floors. We've got an elevator. Great vendors that a good many of the vendors have been here the whole 25 years. It never looks old. They know that you have to clean it and you have to put in new things and switch it around.
And those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday 9 to 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. Winter has arrived, and that means it's time to get ready for the fast-approaching spring season. Ace has everything you'll need to get a jump on your spring task list. We can custom mix paint, cut window glass, repair window screens, and much more. Lawn care products? We've got you covered. Privacy fence in need of repair? We have treated lumber and the hardware to help with that project, too. So don't wait till the last minute, and come on down to Capital City Ace Hardware, located at 3215 Taylor Road in Montgomery.
I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. And I'm here to set the record straight. Long gone are the days of having to put down huge sums of money to purchase your very own home. For the veterans listening, a VA home loan is the way to go. No money down. And for those who are looking to purchase in rural areas, including the cities of Wetumpka, Deatsville, and Tallahassee, there are 100% financing options available. You heard me right. 100% financing. That's no, zip, zero money down. We at Alabama Home Mortgage also offer home purchase loans with as little as 3% down. Wait no longer. It's time to make the call to change it all. Take your first step towards home ownership by getting pre-approved for an Alabama home mortgage today. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Their resumes are killer, but their social skills are lacking. Listen to what the University of South Alabama is doing to ready them for the workplace. More on the next What's Working with Cam Marston Saturday at noon on News Talk 93.1.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back in. My friends over at Cornerstone Managing General Agency, my friend and yours, Jack Campbell, Greg Wren, is changing the world one employer at a time. He's helping employees and employers save money on their benefits, employee benefits. Health insurance, that's the big one. That's the one that keeps going up every year. That's the one that keeps killing everybody's budget. Get him in there and have him reevaluate your health insurance plan for your employees. And you say, but Baron, that sounds like a hassle. It's not. I promise you, they'll handle everything. Get Cornerstone Managing General Agency in there. You can contact them online, cornerstonemga.com, Managing General Agency, MGA, cornerstonemga.com. Go ahead and log in there while you're thinking about it and forward that to yourself in a text so you'll have it. cornerstonemga.com or the phone number, 356-1502. 356-1502, Cornerstone Managing General Agency. When you get that, you will know, when you get in touch with them, you'll know what I'm talking about. You'll know what I'm talking about. Do not go another month paying too much for employee benefits. It's just, it'll kill your business's budget. If you're an HR, if you're the owner, call them. Please call them. Cornerstone Managing General Agency.
Can't believe we almost have to get out of here.
Yeah. Yeah.
None of the crew behind us is here yet. We might have to stay another hour.
Yeah. My favorite story of the day is one we didn't even get to.
I got cut off.
No. I thought you were done.
I am now.
Man arrested after allegedly stealing a $10 million winning lottery ticket from the roommate. The headline misses the whole story. The roommate thought it was only worth $10,000 and left it sitting out. So he shows his roommate, he said, look, I won 10 grand. He leaves it on the counter. He leaves with the $10,000 ticket there. The roommate goes and buys a substantially similar ticket, comes back, switches the tickets so that the roommate now does not have the winning ticket, and the original purchaser doesn't have the winning ticket. The now roommate has it. He goes to collect what he thinks is $10,000 and gets arrested because it was a $10 million ticket, not a $10,000 ticket.
And why did they arrest him?
Because the roommate... original purchaser figured out he'd lost the ticket. So he called and said, if anyone tries to claim my $10,000 ticket, you know, they stole it. It's stolen. So the roommate shows up to collect his 10 grand, gets arrested, and they say, oh, by the way, sir, here's your ticket back. It's not 10 grand, it's 10 million. Congratulations.
You know, if the roommate hadn't been dishonest, his other roommate may have given him some of that.
More than 10. I bet he'd given him more than 10 grand.
Probably so. I would.
I would. If I had a roommate and I had a 10
million. That I liked, yes. It was a good guy or good girl or whatever.
Hell yeah. What's the point of having $10 million if you can't give someone 10 grand and change their life? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So what's the point? Anyway, that's my favorite story of the day.
That's awful.
I know. It's my favorite story of the day. The roommate who stole it, his name is Adul...
Well, there you have it.
Adul Sasangyang... Something like that. Anyway.
I
steal your...
I done stole your thing.
All right. We do not have time to take this last call. We're sorry. If you're on hold, we do apologize. My friends, we'll be back bright and early. You going to be